Sugar's Beach at Hindmarsh Island is set to undergo a major development. Initial concept designs have been drawn up for the $7.6 million draft ecotourism plan. While community consultation is yet to happen, a stakeholder in the region has big concerns, the Coorong Cafe not included in the master plan. Co-owner Heather Oliver has launched a petition against it with more than 1,600 signatures so far. We'll hear from the mayor in a moment, but here's Heather sharing her concerns.
We received a letter last year from council to say that, look, if the master plan goes ahead, our lease won't be renewed. So I guess that, combined with not being seen on the plan, being given no reassurance in terms of what that might look like, I think we've got valid reason to be more than concerned.
So you did raise the issue on social media. The mayor has responded and, I understand, spoken to you. He says you'll be looked after. What did he say to you?
Nothing specific. That's the problem. So, you know, I wanted to know, what does that mean? The best I could get was that there's possibly a spot for us to be relegated up into the mobile food van hub. Now, we do have a van that operates our cafe. It goes nowhere else because we're a resident on the island and we operate from that site and that site only. And 500 square metres versus a, I guess, one of several mobile food vans is a far cry from how we operate our business now, and I guess the setup with which people love to come down and get involved with that, with live music and tables, chairs, structures and so forth, all of which are temporary.
So I imagine you're concerned about the potential impacts on your business financially.
Yeah, look, I think we have some really busy days. Obviously, it's a seasonal business, but we have just as many very poor days where we choose to trade right through the year because we've got a lot of local customers that come rain, hail or shine. And what worries me is that, you know, if there's, and we're not for a mobile food van hub at all, it'll just cannibalise and dilute our business. So they'll come in when there's money to be made and not when there isn't. And I guess the short and long of it is, if that's the best that can be offered for us, a Coorong Cafe will have to close.
So the Mayor of Alexandrina, Keith Parks, joins me now to provide his perspective. Hi, Mayor.
Good morning, Jenny. How are you? Good morning to your listeners.
Really well, yes. Thank you. It does sound as though you've tried to reassure Heather, but yes. It sounds like they've been left off the plan. So what is going on here?
Well, they haven't really been left off the plan. There's a few things that aren't quite the way that they are in that statement. Their statements. Sugar's Beach is a fantastic spot when we recognise it's got huge cultural and great significance to the Murray and the Coorong, and that's when we're looking at it, and it's highly visited, and the Coorong Cafe do a fantastic job. As Heather said, they're open hail or shine, good days and bad days, they're there, and they do a fantastic job, and we appreciate that, and we value it, and we've made that very clear to Heather, that as far as we're concerned, they're going nowhere. The plan is to, and a concept plan was put in the paper when David Basham, who is the minister and local member, announced the funding of $1 million towards the project. Unfortunately, the photograph they put in was one of many concept drawings that were supposed to be confidential. They've not been adopted. It's subject to extensive consultation still.
Right, because there's been a bit of backlash on the image itself, hasn't there? People are saying it's really ugly.
It is. It's way over the top. Mm. What we plan to do with the intention of Sugar's Beach is to a number of things. We need to upgrade the jetty and make that better so bigger boats can come in and people can come and get off and back safely. Tidy up the boat ramp a bit. We'd like to put a boardwalk along the water's edge to save people walking into the dunes so that they can walk. And we want that disability available for disability access people also. So a nice wide boardwalk. It's safe all the way around the edge of the water there to the point, looking to the, towards the Murray mouth. We want to put at the far end of that area, there's two car parks. The far car park also has a viewing area, which is just dirt and stuff. And we want to make that a nice timber deck there with a bit of shelter, not over the top, but timber and aesthetic, and a boardwalk leading up to it. Improve the car park so that buses can turn around. Then back towards Coorong Cafe, to the first car park. There's a high mound there where the toilet used to be. Reinstate a modern multi-user table toilet, which is disability access. It needs containment of the waste because there's no sewage down there. That's a big job. And we wanted to build a shelter there with a bit more protection that incorporates Narrangeri interpretive information, that, but its aesthetic and really blends in. But this is all timber. A bit of a playground in the car park, nothing like was in the paper, just a playground at one end, and upgrade the car park. Identify the area where the Curran Cafe currently are. Look at that area which they have a licence over at the moment, and look at just how much room they need and what they're doing, and then determine a lease for them. Now, we can't just... Now, Heather's disappointed because their name isn't on any of the concept plans. We can't put their name on.
Why
we can't
that?
Put the name of a commercial operator on Crown land that's subject to... It really, by law, would have to go out to the market for expressions of interest to see if anybody else wants to lease that area, because it's Crown land. We're controlled by that. But they're the preferred tenderer. So they've been... We want them there.
Right, but what about her concerns about potentially having to massively downscale to become a small mobile vendor, which is totally different to what she's been offering?
So in the concept plans, and that's all they are, is an indication of a suggestion of a couple of options for a couple of mobile food vans. Now, we are not in favour of mobile food vans. Anybody who is in business in Alexandrina knows that we do not ever give a license to a mobile food van anywhere near an existing business, because we respect the fact that our businesses trade summer and winter. So in summer when they're busy, in winter when they're quiet, they're still there trading, and we respect that. And we don't think it's appropriate that mobile food vans come and skim the cream in the busy time and then aren't here in the tough times. So we support our traders. And we definitely support. And I said to Heather, we are right behind you. I'm a client of theirs. I love going down there. I said, we don't want you to go anywhere. Just hang in there and let us get through the planning and consulting with you, and we'll get there.
And then, of course, consultation is coming. So it sounds like the cart's been put before the horse with some of this.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Look, it's a long way to go. It's in the early stages. It's not going to be... over the top like Disneyland, like it looked in the advertiser. It's going to be very, very tastefully done. There is significant road works to do approaching the area. There's two intersections that need upgrading. They're well over $1 million to do that. We need to do some shoulder sealing, because anybody that's driven down there know that the roads are quite narrow, so we need to widen the roads. There's an enormous amount of infrastructure needed, even if we didn't do anything down there, just to make it safer to get there. So it's a big project, Jenny, and we want to do it right, and we will be consulting widely before we touch anything.
All right, and we'll keep listeners in the loop on that and how people can engage with the draft plan once there's some more details up. Let's have a chat next week, shall we, on some other things going on around the Alexandrina region. But thanks so much for your time today, Mayor Keith Parks.
Jenny. Thanks very much. All the best. See you later.